The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
The good book says you're supposed to turn the other cheek when someone wrongs you, but I'm finding that really hard to do when it comes to Liberal Upper House MP Nick Gorin. For those who don't know Gorin, he's the rabid Bible basher who tried to delay WA's voluntary assisted dying laws back in 2019. He lodged 357 amendments to the VAD bill, 357, something Premier Mark McGowan described as disgraceful and worse than filibustering. Then old mate Gorin was outed as a member of the Klan, the group of Liberal power brokers who were playing secret squirrel on WhatsApp. Gorin made disparaging remarks about female Labor MPs in that group chat, which I gotta say isn't very Christian. Now we find out Gorin has put his hand in his pocket to pay Facebook to boost a post of his about the vaccine mandate. Surprise, surprise, he was using his platform to undermine the vaccine rollout. Coercion was the word he used to describe WA's proposed vaccine mandate for workers. He went on to say he supported vaccination, which is all well and good until you realise that statement came from one of only two MPs in the WA Parliament who refused to reveal whether they've had the jab or not. Gorin knows full well that his Facebook post was a dog whistle, so I'd love for him to explain to me how he's any different from Queensland Liberal MP and renowned plonker George Christensen, or even Clive Palmer. People like this are going to be on the wrong side of history when we look back at the COVID-19 pandemic. But in the meantime, they sure are making a nuisance of themselves.